I'm glad that my Wains are young adults and done with school, because the U-turns this government has taken over the reopening of schools has had me spinning around. The utter disregard for students, parents, teachers, principals, and all of the ancillary school staff has been shocking. The government forged ahead with plans to reopen schools this week despite our highest daily numbers of positive COVID cases. That was scrapped, and then you talked about just bringing in Leaving Cert students for 3 days per week, despite any consultation with the affected groups. Thankfully, students and unions rallied, and a significant campaign took place and forced yet another U-turn. Each U-turn this government has been because of public outcry and pressure. At this week's meeting of the Oireachtas Disability Group, we heard from advocates supporting parents of children with additional needs. The advocates told us of reported major regression for some of the children from their time out of school and away from that routine. Regressions were reported relating to behavioural issues, some having seizures, losing vocabulary, losing the ability to speak, regression to their toilet training, and reports of some being medicated because of their anxiety levels. Advocacy organisations are calling for the rollout of the summer programme that ran last year, and it was previously known that the July programme and the precedence is there for running these classes for children with additional needs. And I note that you say that they're going back next week. It'll be interesting to see how that goes. There are reports of some universities are already planning to be online again from semester one later this year, whilst others are still haven't decided or communicated a plan for the rest of the current semester. Let people plan. With all the uncertainty around this pandemic, new strains, rates of vaccinations, etc., the least service providers and employers can do is some forward planning. Realistically, we should probably be looking at online learning and increased working from home for the rest of this year. So let people organise for it and do it properly.